our last speaker is a combination of is an entrepreneur, is a religious scholar, and also an anthropologist. He is the MD of Olive Hospital and also runs Jatiya Hospital for the subsidized healthcare. I give you Mr. Aram Jahirasen and last speaker.
Distinguished speakers on the dais, my dear brothers and sisters, coming at the end, after so many distinguished speakers speaking about communal harmony in different ways, different aspects, highlighting issues which I think are very, very fresh for a lot of us sitting here, a new insight, a new outlook, representing all faiths, Hindu, Muslim, Christian. I will use whatever has been said and then move onwards. Any country, or for that matter, a city, is like a human body. It has an exterior and an interior. The exterior is very, very visible. Its dynamics are very clear. The buildings, newly built, or archaeological monuments, all of them form the exterior of a country or a city. And there is something called the internal part of it. And communal harmony falls in that internal aspect of humanity, of a country. We try to preserve heritage monuments, which are the result of blueprints developed by engineers of that time and have lasted till our times. Have we ever looked at the blueprint of the internal dynamics of a society? We want to save heritage in the physical form. What about the heritage of the mental form? All development, any progress, koi bhi tarakki, is totally dependent on the mind of the human being. Destruction is wrought or productivity is enhanced only from the mind of the human being. If we look at it from the aspect of all religions, it is the human mind which has been addressed. Because human mind is capable of understanding and appreciating a spiritual reality which has created it. The human mind is appreciative of that. And in this, all religions have a common core. They are not mutually exclusive. Religions are not separate compartments. They are overlapping each other in a lot of areas, and specifically in the core. The core of realizing a higher spirituality, metaphysical, created us with a purpose and asked us to move in a particular direction, not of conflict, because there is no conflict in God. There is no conflict at the top. The conflict starts from the bottom, where the human mind, instead of feeling that spirituality, starts feeling and looking at smaller things, and those things start becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And once that human mind develops things which are small to be big and big to be small, it lets itself to be exploited by every person. Exploitation of the person himself leads to his being exploited by others. Never will exploitation be possible of a liberated mind. Because we are slaves, we are being treated like slaves. Hum apne aap ko gulam bana chuke hain, isliye dusre humko gulam bana rahe hain. The very reason is that we don't understand any religion, take it for that matter. Musliman, Hindu, Christian, Jew, Sikh, Isai, kisi ka koi problem nahi hai. Problem hamara sab ka hai. Aaj ki duniya mein. आज की दुनिया में हमारे पास कोई ऐसा आइडिया है कि जो हमको ऐसा देखने को लगे कि हम दुनिया में दुनिया को अच्छा करने के लिए हैं, दुनिया से खाली कुछ लेकर जाने के लिए नहीं। अभी जो मजहर भाई ने कहा कि हम लोन को तो जाएंगे, देने वाला देता नहीं, लेने वाला जा नहीं सकता। द रीजन इज वंस वी टेक इट, हाउ मेनी ऑफ अस हैव दैट इंटेंशन टू गिव इट बैक। द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम विद द बैंक से इज दैट वी कांट टेक बैक द डिपॉजिट, दे विल बिकम एनपीएस, नॉन परफॉर्मिंग एसेट्स, एंड दैट विल रिमार्क on my performance as a manager, it will lead to my promotion being stopped for going upwards to becoming a general manager, executive director and chairman of the bank. Why should I do it?
Sorry. One trillion. इसके बीच में 1 trillion रुपीस का दुबारा गया है बैंक को, इसमें से 95% अमीर लोग का डूबा।
95% अमीर लोग डुबाते, मगर अमीर लोग जो डुबाते उसमें उनका शेयर बराबर रखते और वही सबब बनता इनके एग्जीक्यूटिव डायरेक्टर और चेयरमैन बनने का। मेरे एक बैंक मैनेजर थे, उन्होंने कहा, आई एम यूजिंग दिस वर्ड वेरी ओपनली, वन ऑफ द टॉप मोस्ट पॉलिटिशियंस ऑफ इंडिया टुडे, यू कैन काउंट हिम अमंग द फर्स्ट और द सेकंड, आई वोंट गो फर्दर, यू कैन काउंट हिम अमंग द फर्स्ट और द सेकंड बिगेस्ट पॉलिटिशियन ऑफ टुडे होल्डिंग ऑफिस। He says, I was in Bombay, I was an executive director there of the bank. I needed to be promoted for a chairman. An offer came, allow a loan of 100 crore for this project. He said the project was sham. That project was no project at all. I had to just give away those 100 crore to the son of today's first or second number. I denied it and now I cannot become the chairman of the bank. What happens to the poor? The NPAs of the poor are listed, the NPAs of the rich are not listed at all. That itself is reflective of the fact that we have become slaves to the extent that though the robbers are majorly the rich people, but the blame is put on those who have nothing at all. How has this society become the society it has today become? We have not understood what our past was. Our past was, when we come to communal harmony, understanding the human being. When a person from a spiritual angle and looks at another human being, he sees God in him. No religion, even the Buddhist religion, says that there is God only in one denomination. No Hindu can say the Atma which is there in a Christian or a Muslim is not from the Paramatma. Nor can the Islam, which says Nafaktu fihi min ruhi, and we have put in Adam our spirit. That's the Quran. Go more and more to Christianity. Christ is called the Spirit of God. So if you look at another person, he is not that body whom you want to kill. More powerful in him is that spirit of God which you want to extinguish. Therefore the Quran says, if somebody kills one person, it's as if he has killed the whole of humanity, because that spirit of God has been extinguished. We need to understand, why should human beings move from the material plane to the spiritual plane? If you look and live at the material plane, all the wealth in the world would look small. Do we not see every day the richest want to become more rich? The richest want to become more rich. It's not the ordinary people who want to become rich in that manner. If he has done 20 billion, he would like next year to make it 30 billion. And the speed at which the wealth of the rich is growing, the wealth of the poor is decreasing in the same manner in percentage. So slowly, slowly we are entering a world where with materialism as the main mover, as the prime mover, is bringing us backwards and backwards, and as a society we are dancing to the tunes of the powerful and the exploiters. Today when we speak of communal harmony, we need a spiritual revival. Otherwise religion will be exploited every 5 years, every 3 years, depending upon the number of elections we are going to have. And as a result, because we don't understand a higher value, we will fall prey for it. हम एक्सप्लॉइट किए जाएंगे क्योंकि हम ऊंची हकीकत को नहीं समझते। जब हम ऊंची रियलिटी को समझने लगेंगे, हमको जब हिंदू अपना भाई लगेगा और हिंदू को मुसलमान और क्रिश्चियन भाई लगेगा, इसलिए कि इसमें जो आत्मा है उसमें भी वही आत्मा है। अभी मुझे एक साहब ने बताया कि एक लड़का आया, उसने कहा कि मैं एक जगह ठहरा था, हम लोग चार पांच दोस्त थे, हमने एक लड़की को छेड़ा। लड़की हिंदू थी, मुसलमान थे। वो पलट कर बोली, देखो भैया, मैं घर को इधर से जाती हूं और एक रास्ता है जो हिंदू बस्ती में से होकर जाता है। मेरे पिताजी कहते हैं वो रास्ते से नहीं जाना, ये रास्ते से जाना, क्योंकि यहां पर तुम ज्यादा महफूज रहोगी। आज आप लोग भी मुझे छेड़ रहे हैं। आज आप लोग भी बोलेंगे काटे तो खून बाकी नहीं था। एक हिंदू बाप अपनी हिंदू बेटी से कह रहा है कि तुम मुसलमान बस्ती से होकर आना रात में, वहां पर तुमको छेड़ा नहीं जाएगा, और आज तक छेड़ा भी नहीं गया, उधर से नहीं आना, और मैं वैसे ही करती हूं, और आज आप लोग भी छेड़ रहे। तो बोले काटने तो काटने पर खून नहीं था। दिस इज द रियलिटी ऑफ इंडिया। आई फाइंड टूडे इन फ्रंट ऑफ माई हाउस इन द ओल्ड सिटी विच इज 90-95% मुस्लिम लोकेलिटी, हिंदू कपल्स गोइंग ऑन स्कूटर एट 3 o'clock फ्रॉम ए मैरिज विदाउट एनी फियर एट ऑल। एक मियां एक बीवी दो बच्चों के साथ 3 बजे शादी के कपड़े जेवर पहनकर बस्ती से गुजर जाते हैं बिना कोई डर के। आपको मैं पाकिस्तान की मिसाल देता हूं। पाकिस्तान तो मुसलमानों को एक सेपरेट कल्चर की बेसिस के ऊपर अलग हुआ था। वहां के ऊपर हालत ये हो गई है, मेरे एक दोस्त आए भी अमेरिका से जो डॉक्टर है, कहते हैं कि मेरे कोलीग जो डॉक्टर पाकिस्तान के, दे डोंट गो बैक टू देयर कंट्री बिकॉज इफ दे गो द चांसेस ऑफ देयर बीइंग किडनैप्ड इज सच दैट दे डोंट वॉन्ट टू गो, एंड इवन इफ दे गो स्ट्रेट फ्रॉम द एयरपोर्ट टू द हाउस, स्टिक देयर, डोंट गेट आउट ऑफ इट टिल दे गो बैक टू द एयरपोर्ट अगेन एंड मूव आउट। They just go to meet their parents and all the shopping is done at home. The people who have shops bring the things, show them, they buy, they don't. Imagine a country where you have grown up as a child, ran around the place. Today when you come back, you are so fearful that you don't think ever of getting out of your home. Was Pakistan like that 30 years ago? What happened to a country based on religious identity? Formed on the basis of Muslims being a separate cultural entity, totally different from the majority community, therefore entitled to a separate state. What has happened? What has happened? Today, we have the Taliban of Pakistan fighting the government, the army, capable of fighting that. If violence can reach the point where small groups in the name of religion can fight the government formed on the basis of religion, what will happen? Religion can be so badly used. We see the whole area from India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, leave Iran away, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, move forward, Algeria, one after another being burnt, destroyed. We have to learn from the mistakes which are being committed around us so that we don't fall in the same trap. India is too big a country, too ancient a civilization to allow itself to be trampled by modernity of destruction. Modern destructive tendencies ko aap unhi ke batlaye hue tareekon se nahi lad sakte, aapko zinda hona padega. Vivekananda spoke of a Hindu mind and a Muslim body. It could be a Christian mind and a Hindu body. It could be anything. It should be the common interest of people with a spiritual dimension. Without a spiritual dimension, we will fall into the same problem which we are falling with politicians. There will be spiritual gurus, there will be religious heads who will be using religion as the same way as the politicians are using it to make us fight and exploit us. And people of the kind who are really genuinely interested in the development of the human species, irrespective of whether it is Muslim, Hindu, Christian or Jain or Buddhist or otherwise, they will be slowly sidelined and made into spectators, as is happening today. The corrupt are the main players, and the people who are truly non-corrupt have become spectators. For changing this, we need to unite as Hindus, Muslims, into a spiritual union. हम बोलते हैं साई बाबा का कौल है सबका मालिक एक है. जब तक उस मालिक को समझकर एक नहीं हो जाएंगे तब तक हमारी जंग अपने आप से होती रहेगी, इंसाफ की जंग नहीं होगी. We will be always fighting us, the contradiction within us, and that contradiction within us will be exploited by the politically powerful, because they understand the benefit of exploiting us. We don't understand the benefit of not being exploited as of now. The problem with the weak is that they want to become strong. The problem with the weak is they want to become strong, strong in the same way as the strong have become. I would like you to note this. The weak want to become strong in the same way as the strong have become strong. They exploited and became strong. The weak also wants to exploit somebody below him. So we have a line of exploitation. From the head constable to the sub-inspector to the circle inspector to the ACP to the DCP and onwards. Once this process of controlling and using state power, which is obviously decentralized, in a manner that you cannot organize away, Mazhar Bhai has just said, with this happening and so strongly organized, where is the chance for us to move? Where is the chance for us to move? There is no hope unless we move ourselves to a higher level, join ourselves, see to it. Our achievement should not be seen here to be great, it should be seen great by God. God should feel that they are working for me, and he should also become an instrument in that change. Otherwise, the politicians will use God to bring and exploit us. Either we take God to be a part of our system, or allow God's name to be exploited by the cheats, the politicians and otherwise, by the religious gurus also. The choice is stark and simple. We either, the people at large, become more spiritual to move towards a reality, and that love and affection is so generated that it becomes a strong civil force against what is happening in India, where he has just told Mazhar Bhai that most of the money is going to them and a trillion of rupees have been looted and no sound and fury is there at all. If such stark things cannot make us join together after seeing through the game. The funniest part is this, we have seen through the game. हमें पता है कि हमको दीवाना बनाया जा रहा है, लेकिन हम दीवाना बनना पसंद करते हैं. वाय नाकामी मताए कारवां जाता रहा, कारवां के दिल से हिसाब से जया जाता रहा. अरबाल कहते हैं ये कैसी बात है कि जो है हम एहसास अपनी तबाही का भी हमको बाकी नहीं रहा. हम अपनी तबाही से बचने के यही रास्ते हैं, वरना फिर और एक शेर में बोलता हूं, न समझोगे तो मिट जाओगे हिंदुस्तान वालों, तुम्हारी दास्तां तक भी ना होगी दास्तानों में. तुम्हारी कहानी मिट जाएगी, तुम लड़ते झगड़ते एक एक का खून बहाते हुए निकल जाओगे, कभी मौका मिलेगा हिंदू मुस्लिम का, कभी क्रिश्चियन का, क्रिश्चियन हिंदू का, कभी मुस्लिम का, ये वो करते कराते अ बिलियन एंड 200 मिलियन पीपल, 1/6 ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी फॉलिंग अपॉन वन अनदर, किलिंग वन अनदर, व्हाट अ स्पेक्टेकल वुड बी. ये दुनिया जीने के काबिल नहीं रहेगी अगर हिंदुस्तान को आग लग गई. हिंदुस्तान दुनिया की दिमाग को ठीक करने का मुल्क रहा है, ना के दिमाग को खराब करने का. वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज कैन क्रेडिट देमसेल्स ऑफ मेकिंग पीपल मैड. व्हाट वी सी इन अफगानिस्तान एंड पाकिस्तान इज देयर इंटरफेरेंस हैज क्रिएटेड मैड पीपल. एटलीस्ट अलाउ इंडिया टू क्रिएट द माइंड व्हिच वुड लीड द वर्ल्ड एंड गाइड द वर्ल्ड टू अ बेटर एंड मोर प्रॉस्परस वर्ल्ड इंस्टेड ऑफ अ मोर डिवाइडेड वर्ल्ड. थैंक यू वेरी मच.